This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. John Kincaid's going to join us from Atlanta coming up at 9:20. We'll talk to the Atlanta talk show host, also does CBS Sports Radio on the weekends. Right now, though, I came up with a little version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as I watched this special last night. Jimmy Kimmel's taken over. It's a celebrity who wants to be a millionaire starting tomorrow night. And I really was just amazed at how many people were watching the show back in the day as they kind of went through the history. And they went through the history of the hosts and that sort of thing. So they're bringing it back to primetime TV tomorrow night. So I wanted to do an addition. I know we got no prizes, so typically we've got a bunch of prize pigs lined up to play our games. So what we'll do is we'll do it with you guys. And you know what? I'm just going to make an executive decision. Eliminating the 50-50 ball, each can have one lifeline, and that is Ask Cowboy Todd.
Okay. Well, why? That's a wasted 50-50 lifeline. 50-50
well, he might know. This is all kind of pop culture stuff.
He doesn't know anything.
Maybe he knows.
You can choose not to lean on him.
He knows about, like, fishing and shooting and coon dogs
right,
and everything.
Jason, you're lobbying for the 50-50 ball?
Yeah, but it's part of the game.
Okay. I think there was a third lifeline. What was the third lifeline?
We'll call 50-50. A friend. 50-50.
I can't remember the third. It's been that long.
Ask the audience.
Ask the audience. Yeah. Let's just stick with those two then. I'll give you the 50-50 ball, Jay. So each of you guys get those lifelines, but you're competing against each other, all right?
All right.
So I'm just going to write down the answer. I'm going to write down the answer on my computer.
Yes. Question number one, and Cowboys listening. All right. Which of the following cities has not been the subject of a Real Housewives show on Bravo? A, Potomac. B, Houston. C, Miami. Or D, Atlanta. Which has not been the subject of a Real Housewives show.
We know there's a Potomac. Everybody knows that. Go ahead.
You're not supposed to talk out loud. You're competing, EB.
I know. Come on.
Jason may not know. Potomac, Houston,
I don't know that.
Miami, and Atlanta.
Well,
I think
I know the answer. Do we give it now?
No. Let's save it.
Oh, okay.
But hold on. Okay.
I guess technically you would be out.
I think you got to do it now because then you're going to be out.
Right.
I think you're right. Got to do it now.
All right, Cakes, why don't you reveal your answer?
You could phone a friend. You could phone Cowboy.
Cakes believes
it's
Houston. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
EB?
I guess I'll have to turn my camera around. Let's see. Hold on. Where is it? Hold on. Bear with me.
I hope you don't have any shaky tabs open.
Hold on. I know. I'm going to get it. Hold on.
Careful of those tabs, Ricky.
I don't have anything up there. Can you see that? I wrote Houston.
Okay, Houston. And Jason?
I'll make it bigger.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Houston. The answer is Houston.
Correct.
One big down, winners. Six to go. All right, number two. Who has not hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? A, Cedric the Entertainer. B, Terry Crews. C, Alfonso Ribeiro. Or D, Chris Harrison. Who has not hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Jeez.
Say it again.
A, Cedric the Entertainer. B, right. Terry Crews. Right. C, Alfonso Ribeiro. And D, Chris Harrison.
I think I know the answer to this.
All right.
I could be wrong. This could eliminate me right here.
You could. You could use the 50-50 ball. Anybody want to use lifeline?
Hold on, if we miss, we're not eliminated, are we?
Or, yeah, if you miss, yeah. You're done. You lose $1 million.
Forgotten how to play.
Yeah, come on. You can't do that, Cakes. Yeah.
Well, I know Cowboy Todd doesn't know the answer.
I'm not using Cowboy yet.
Nobody wants to use a lifeline.
What's the other lifeline? 50-50?
Yes. Oh, Jason wants to use a lifeline?
Yeah, I need 50-50 on this. I have okay. No idea.
Well, that's good. Well, that benefits us, Cakes.
The question is, who is not hosted, who wants to be a millionaire? I'm going to eliminate Cedric the Entertainer and Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor. So it's either Terry Crews or Alfonso Ribeiro.
Well, that totally hooked me because I had somebody written down.
All right. I may be out of this game quickly, but I'm sticking with my
initial
answer.
Hold on. Jason's got to figure it out.
All right.
Jason's answer first.
I wrote down an answer.
Jason, what do you have?
God.
This is who you believe is not host of the show.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong. 50. I always get the 50-50. All right.
He wrote.
Can you see that?
He wrote Ribeiro. Right? Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Woo!
Survived.
I'm glad he did the 50-50. Hold on. Let's see if I got it.
Cedric the Entertainer has been the host, Terry Crews, and Chris Harrison.
You
All right,
see
number
it?
Three.
That's a. Can we see it? People could see that font from Venus.
All right. Well, I made it big.
Jason has used his 50-50 ball down to the Ask Cowboy Todd lifeline.
That's all right.
All right. Number three. From left to right, this country's flag consists of three vertical stripes. Green, white, orange.
Orange?
From left to right. Three vertical stripes, green, white, and orange. Is it A, Ireland, B, Italy, C, Germany, or D, France?
Say them again.
From left to right, this country's flag consists of three vertical stripes, green, white, orange.
All right.
Ireland, Italy, Germany, France.
All right, I think
Ireland,
I
Germany.
Italy or France?
Correct.
Italy,
Cakes,
yeah,
have
blue,
you locked
right?
in?
I'm in.
EB?
I think I'm in.
Jason?
Yeah, I think I got this right.
All right, let's start with Bickle on this one.
Oh, I'm nervous.
He's going to turn the screen.
Whoa, hold on, where is it?
Just terrible camera work. He's got Ireland. That is correct.
Woo!
Woo!
Ireland. You need a Sharpie, brother. It's hard to read yours.
No, I got it. I can read it.
And Kathy has Ireland. All right, you guys are all in. Number four. Dr. Phil's last name is A, McGriff, B, McGruff, C, McGraw, or D, McDice.
He's Antonio's brother.
Dr. Phil.
Hold on, let me hear them again, please.
So stupid.
Dr. Phil is either A, McGriff, B, McGruff, C, McGraw, or D, McDice.
I'm killing this one.
You know this one?
Yeah. By the way, we're so Cakes and I still have our 50-50 balls, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Silly.
We do.
All right, so go through them. It's McGriff. I know it's not McGriff. McGruff, gonna make him. What are the last two? What are the last two?
McGraw and McDice.
McDice, all right.
Who goes first?
You're
here?
Doing the silly SAT elimination.
Well, I mean,
way.
Let's
McGruff.
Go, Jason first.
McGruff.
All right, can you? I don't know if you can see it.
McGraw.
Dr. Phil McGraw is correct.
You got it correct. All right, let me see your boy.
Wow. This is terrible camera work. Just say it out loud.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm up to being legit.
McGraw. Cake's going to run out of space in his face.
I have so many notepads. You kidding me?
All right, number five. EB and Cakes have all lifelines intact.
How many do we have to get correct? 14?
No, we're doing seven.
Oh, well, we're going to win $1 million.
All right, number five. The villain in Die Hard, starring Bruce Willis, Hans Gruber, was portrayed by this actor. Is it A, Alan Rickman. B, Alan Arkin. C, Jeremy Irons. Or D, Jeremy Piven. What actor portrayed Hans Gruber in Die Hard?
It's like asking me my middle name.
All right.
Maybe my struggle.
I'm going to ask Cowboy.
Oh, I like that. All right, let's go to Cowboy Todd. We don't have much time.
So I feel like he's a dummy that has maybe seen this.
Cowboy Todd.
He is a dummy.
You've never seen it?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Cowboy Todd, what actor portrayed Hans Gruber in Die Hard?
Can you give me the list one more time?
Oh. Alan Rickman, Alan Arkin, Jeremy Irons, Jeremy Piven.
I would say the last one, Jeremy Piven.
All right, I don't believe that.
All right, I want to go. I want to go.
This could be trouble. Are you going to burn your Cowboy Todd and your Fitty Fitty?
Well, because I know that's wrong. Why do you think Jeremy Piven, Cowboy?
Only name I can really pronounce.
Right, exactly.
And you got to remember, I don't have TV. I ain't had TV in 3 years.
He has no
That's
idea.
Why hey, we want Cowboy Todd.
That movie was 20 years
ago. That movie
ago.
Came out in 88, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. You can't pronounce Alan Arkin.
Way longer than 20 years.
Well, or Alan Rickman.
Well, that really was tough the best to pronounce one that those. I can remember.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to answer. Screw it.
Uh-oh. Here we go. He goes Jeremy Irons.
Bro.
Oh, he's out of the contest. Eliminated.
Who is it?
Now, to be fair to EB, Jeremy Irons was the villain in Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third go-around. Just to let everybody know.
I know, but he wasn't Hans Gruber.
He was not Hans Gruber. That is correct.
Cakes and Bish, who was Hans Gruber?
Alan Rickman, of course.
I've never even heard of Alan Rickman.
Cake still has... Both lifelines intact.
Wait a minute, EB. You didn't see him in the Harry Potter series?
Is he an old guy or a young guy?
Like when he's passed, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's a dead guy.
His name was...
guy.
What's your name? Bill.
All right,
Bill Clay.
There are two questions left. Drab behind the scenes before the break told me to hurry this up to finish it. Should we save this for the last segment to build the drama? To go to John Kincaid, or should we crank it out right now?
No, just save it.
Let's do the last segment, and I can go home. I mean, well, I am home, but I can log off.
All right, so right now, Cakes has both lifelines intact.
Silly.
Two questions
Damn it.
To go.
You might Such have an to advantage ball
and ask Cowboy Todd. Jason's burned his last two. I will tell you, I won't give you the questions. One is a music question.
All right.
And one is a movie question.
Okay.
So we will see who will be the champion on the Junkies, coming up right around 9:45. But next, we're going to talk to John Kincaid, talk show host down in Atlanta, also national radio host on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to him next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal John Kincaid. He hosts the Buck and Kincaid Show on 680 The Fan. Also hosts the JK Show on the weekends on CBS Sports Radio. And does the Shaq Cast. Very busy man. What's up, John?
I am doing just fine, and I have listened to some of you guys during the midst of this, and I wonder how you're all missing each other. seeing each other on a daily basis.
It's different.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, John.
I figured there'd be different answers to that question.
Yeah, not a problem.
There might be different ones.
I don't mind the alarm going off at 5:40 instead of 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's a good perk.
Wait a minute, though. Isn't there usually that 2.5 hours of morning show prep?
Oh, yeah.
When are you doing that?
That ended 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've listened to the show. I caught on to that
right,
a little
exactly.
bit. You guys never know where you're going, but you go get to drink together. You're
true.
Not drinking together.
Although we haven't done that yet.
Well, that's the kind of thing you need to do. Some of that where people can do like a virtual Zoom with the junkies and have a chance to have a cocktail, a morning cocktail.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do that once a year. We do an annual drinking show where we just get obliterated. Right, we should do it from home. It's just that it does ruin your day. You know, it just ruins your day when you start that early.
It doesn't ruin it at the Bellagio for me, though. For some reason, it doesn't ruin my day. I don't know why.
Well,
these days are okay to be ruined. These pandemic days, it's okay to ruin one
John,
of them.
John,
okay.
John, let me ask you, when do you think you'll ever be at the Bellagio again? When do you think that's going to open?
I'm going to be at the Bellagio. Will be back. My guess is that you're going to see it reopen. I can tell you this, if people do a little investigative work, they're taking reservations as of June 1st. I will be there in mid-July. And I'll be there July 20th.
Work function?
No, I'm going to be there for our annual summer trip. My wife and I sort of have our anniversary out there. It's July 7th, but we've learned to strategically place it. We would bring my mom out from Philly, and she would come out with us. My wife and daughter love Vegas as much as I do, and we have a great time. And I promise you, I will be going in mid-July, and I will I've beaten cancer twice. I'm certainly not going to live sheltered and scared when we go back to being somewhat whatever our new semblance of normal is. I refuse to live in fear. Just can't do it.
Yeah, what's it been like there where you're living in Georgia and Atlanta?
Well, we have a governor who put us in a shelter in place order and then decided that 48 hours later, he would open the beaches in Georgia. So that's a little strange to me, and that's a little bit odd.
Well, he's also the guy that just caught on to the asymptomatic stuff like a week ago, right?
Yeah, he didn't realize that. I tend to lean a little more the conservative side, but I'm actually embarrassed the way things have gone. But down here, we have an area called the Beltline, which is like this really cool part where they've taken the city and they've created like a walking path, running path, jogging path, biking path that is beautiful through the city, and it's created a lot of new commerce and restaurants and everything like that. And again, we got a shelter in place from the mayor of Atlanta, but she didn't close the Beltline, which is like one of the most popular places to congregate. So right. I've got to tell you, this city is run, and I've said it for years, this city is run like a soap opera town. They can't get convictions when NFL players get involved in Super Bowl mayhem. Huh. They can't put laws out there that actually make any sense. This is like might as well be Port Charles, Iowa City. Really, might as well be
another General Hospital reference on the show today.
Yes,
that's two.
Right. Wait a minute. Wait. There was a second one.
Yes, we had Eric's mom on the show in the 8 o'clock hour, just kind of checking in with her and what she's doing in her stay-at-home life. And she said, besides, I guess, watching an occasional country music special, she's watching General Hospital.
That in the news.
Eric,
yeah.
Eric,
yes, sir.
Do you know, you're going to have to tell your mom that you know somebody who is very good friends with a lot of the cast of General Hospital.
Oh, really?
And I'll send some pictures along after the call of me on the set in different sets of the show. Watching since I got to be friends with I used to make a joke when I would fill in for Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
I would always list the guests that had joined us on when I was at ESPN Radio. And on the show that day, at the end of the show, thank the guest. And I would say, and Kelly Monaco didn't join us today.
Right.
It was just a running joke because I loved Kelly Monaco. Well, finally, Erin Andrews, who is a friend of mine from Atlanta, she was meeting her new publicist. And she was listening to me do the herd, and they said, he said, why did he just mention that Kelly Monaco didn't join him today? And she goes, oh, he's obsessed with Kelly Monaco. And then she said, well, I'm her publicist, too. So So she got Kelly Monaco to call me. Kelly Monaco came on my show, and then a bunch of the cast members, a bunch of the guys in the cast were like, wait a minute, why are you on Kincaid's show? I'm a sports fan. I listened to him. And so then they all started coming on the show. And then I've been on the set, and I've been friends with a lot of the guys for a long time. So
That's very cool.
It's an obsession with me. Obsession with me.
Did you know Luke and Laura?
Luke and Laura back in the day. You know, Laura's the mayor of Port Charles now. And Luke is living with Tracy Quartermain overseas. So Luke finally left the show.
Quartermains are still on the show?
No, Quartermains are still on, yes. Wow. Ned is now running the Quartermain Mansion for the most part. He runs ELQ at the moment. So
Laura is still on the show? Jeannie Francis
Laura's
is still on the
mayor.
Show?
She's the mayor of Port Charles. Yes.
What about the nurse? Like, we go back into, like, the mid-80s.
Are you talking about Bobby with the big boobs?
The blonde.
Oh, Amy Vining?
Yes.
She passed away.
Oh, my God.
In real life.
Oh, that's terrible.
She passed away in real life.
What happened to Bobby? Bobby Spencer?
Bobby's there. Bobby's a grandmother now.
Oh, my God.
She still is very stacked, but she is a grandmother now on the show. In fact, she's a great grandmother now on the show. I'm looking to my wife going, I think Bobby's a great grandmother now because her grandson has a kid. So Bobby's a great grandma, and she still looks pretty good, I can say. The Quartermains are still there, though. Monica's still there. Alan died.
Alan Quartermain died?
Yeah, he got shot during the when someone tried to take over the Port Charles Hotel, Jerry Jacks, in a terrorist plot. He got killed off.
Right. So you're a savant when it comes to General Hospital.
This is what we talk about
John
during
Kincaid
a quarantine.
A savant.
Oh yes, and I was just talking with Steve Burton yesterday, who's one of the stars. He plays Jason. I was just talking with him yesterday, checking in with him, and I know pretty much the whole cast. Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny, just joined me on my national show here on CBS Sports Radio to promote his new book, and he's a big boxing guy, so he's like a boxing analyst.
Ken Schreiner? Is he still on?
Yeah, Scotty Baldwin's still
Scotty
on.
Scotty Baldwin.
Yes. Scotty lives in Fort Lauderdale, but he's
like
still on the show.
Who's like the young sort of like up and coming hottie on the show?
The up and coming hotties on the show.
Yeah.
Right now there's Willow and Sasha. I would suggest to you that you just Google Willow General Hospital, Sasha General Hospital. They're two of the hot young ingenues. And then,
right.
So that works out well.
Willow,
my wife's mentioning
Willow
guys.
Tate.
Yeah. Willow Tate is hot. She's a beautiful girl. She's very beautiful. So very, very nice. See, now you get something to watch this afternoon. Watch it right now, and you can catch up a little bit. But watch out for Nell, because she's crazy.
I think I'm more of a Sasha guy between Willow and Sasha.
Yeah, well, believe me, Sasha is quite – and she is a foreign girl, but she fakes an American accent.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Hey,
yeah, Valdez really
has seen a lot of videos like that.
Lucy,
so many.
Lucy Coe. Lucy Coe's still on, by the way, too.
Lucy Coe is still on?
And she looks amazing. Like, she hasn't lost her figure or anything. She's amazing.
Let me
she's
see.
She's still running.
Oh, she looks older, though. Her face looks definitely
but
older.
She's 60.
Yeah,
dude.
Holy
She's
cow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
She looks gorgeous. Unbelievable.
Right.
I was on. I went and visited my one of our old neighbors, who's Kelly Giddish, who's one of the stars of Law and Order SVU.
Yeah,
and I knew Kelly from when she was in high school. She literally lived right around the corner from us in our neighborhood in Georgia. And I went to visit her when she was on All My Children. And I'm walking down, and the view is right next door. So they're bringing me back, and coming down the hallway at me is this little elf of a woman. And she has her hair pulled back into a ponytail, and she's wearing a big baggy sweatshirt and sweatpants. And it was Susan Lucci, without makeup, coming at me down the hall. And she was still a 9.5. She was still beautiful. And this woman had no makeup on, had her hair sort of pulled back. I guess they're going to do makeup on her, and wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Right.
And she was gorgeous, still gorgeous. It was unbelievable. And she's tiny. She's like really tiny.
Now, when does John Kincaid watch these soap operas? Because you're on in the afternoon, right?
It is recorded. Yeah, it's DVR'd every day. So we get the DVR and we watch what's going on. And on my first date with my wife, I said, "Well, what do you like?" We're talking about, like, "Well, what's your favorite TV show?" And I said, I watched General Hospital. And she said, it's one of my favorite shows. She watched it, too. So how about that?
Yeah, match made in heaven. That?
Where was the first date?
Watch out for Ava Jerome, too.
Right. Where was your first date? Dive into the personal business.
They put, it was a place called the Village Tavern in Alpharetta, which was a place that I endorsed. And we went on our first date there.
Gift cards.
I'm smart. You're right. Yep. And when I got, and when we got engaged, they named the booth after us.
Oh, it's now the,
when you go in, there's a plaque and it's the Kincaid table.
Very nice.
So when you can go in, you can even, we would say on the ads, you can even ask to sit at the Kincaid table. If it's available. So that's where we came together. I'm glad we've gotten into so much sports this morning. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. Well, you know, it's
funny. Do I derail you guys every time I come on? Because it's sort
worth
of rude.
It's worth it.
Okay.
I don't even know where you want to go with this. One thing we were just kind of kicking around is, I guess, sort of this idea maybe that baseball can come back in Arizona and no fans and doubleheaders every day.
It's crazy.
I mean, do you see a scenario where that would work?
I do believe that both sides want to get paid.
Yeah.
So absolutely, I believe. Now, the scenario they're talking about, I'm not sure if that can work. Logistically, my mind can't fathom all the different things that have to come into it. But I know the owners want to get paid and the players want to get paid.
Right.
And we've had quite a few players that we've interacted with from the Braves organization, and they want to play.
Right.
They want to get out when it's safe and when it's smart. But I don't need fans. I don't know about you guys. Now, right now, you guys were denied the opportunity to see that banner raised. You guys were denied that opening day moment after you win the championship, which I can tell you, when I saw the Eagles drop the banner at Lincoln Financial Field against the Falcons on that opening day of the season of NFL, you know, I'm in the press box and the Atlanta media with me was like, he's going to cry. And I got tears in my eyes. I mean, it was an amazing moment. That sucks for the fans in D.C. that are going to miss that moment. But look, I do believe we'll have fans in the stands later in the summer, but I do believe the sport will come back without fans in the stands. And there's a lot of naysayers who have been saying the world's coming to an end, NFL can't play, college football can't play. Also, and now we're seeing good news start to trickle out we're going to do this intelligently. But I don't know. Can it work like that? Sure, I guess they could find some way to make it work. I'm just not sure how.
Well, one of the options for that plan, John, was to have the players, I don't think they would sit in the dugout, they would sit in the stands kind of 6 to 10 feet apart.
But why? If they're already tested, why would they do that?
They're just throwing out all
these
possible
options. That doesn't even make
sense. See, that's where too, is remember, we're not, that's being like speculated about what things that they would do.
Yeah,
if everyone's been tested, and they've been tested and cleared, but they would let them, before they're around everybody, that okay, we've tested people over a 2-week period, they're fine. We put them into this period. They're not going to – I don't know why they would have to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that
makes sense, especially when they are, you know, on first base together.
Yes, I mean, exactly. Or how about the umpire? Now, for me, I've always wanted home – the minute that I knew they had the technology and it was 99.6% or 7% accurate, I'd love to have balls and strikes called by a computer.
Perfect time to do it.
I don't know about you guys.
Perfect time to implement it.
Yeah, because to me, I'm tired of, well, umpire A gives you the low strike. Umpire B, the next night of the series, doesn't give you the low strike. And it should never be like that. There should be no rule that's subjective like that. So that's the one I would sort of wonder about. And does the Washington media that travels with the Nationals, are they all sequestered too? Are they there to cover it, or are they covering it off of TV? Are the teams controlling their media, which is something that I wonder, because I did have someone in baseball suggest to me that if they came back, they wouldn't have traveling media with them, that they would have their own in-house media covering the team. And boy, would that be softball city.
Yeah.
You know, the teams 2-7, and the questions I'm sure would be really tough when someone's getting a check signed by the president of the team that they're covering.
Well, maybe they zoom. Maybe everything's zoomed. You have your media members at home asking questions on Zoom to the manager.
That could work. Honestly, I've been so disgusted with a lot of our media peers, and I've been very vocal about it on Twitter at John Kincaid. I think that it's overpopulated by gloom and doomers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a San Francisco media critic from one of the papers out there who was listening to my show the other day, and started going on a tirade on me on Twitter and ripping me, saying that I was too positive and that I was having a show that was having jokes and laughs
right.
during a pandemic, and that I was reckless and that I was making mistakes. I think there's too many of our media that honestly walks around like they got polls
right.
stuffed somewhere, that they just are so – they want it. It's almost like the gloom and doom story is more interesting to them.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't live that way. I don't believe that way. And so it infuriates me because I don't believe anybody's tuning into your show, very popular for over a generation in your area. I don't think anybody wants to tune in to hear you guys do gloom and doom. And you guys have been doing a great job of still clowning around a little bit, talking sports, talking about your lives, having some fun. And I think it infuriates the people who are more, oh, my God, sky's falling. People are tuning in for fun. They want to be entertained. They want a distraction. They don't want us to be Fox News or MSNBC.
John, you can be a distraction with us anytime. Call tomorrow. Derail us tomorrow.
We're just hanging out.
Anytime you guys need me, I'm glad to hang out.
We're agendaless. All right, thank you, John. Follow him on Twitter, at John Kincaid.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, John. Do want to let people know.
I was going to tell John, we work with one of those doom and gloomers.
Yes. Do want to let people know.
I don't think I'm a doom and gloomer.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Relax.
Donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org. Thanks again to John Kincaid for joining us. Always fun. Trying to keep things fun on the show. Coming up later this week, in fact, tomorrow, we've got the great Cal Ripken Jr. joining us at 9 o'clock. And then Frank Caliendo joins us on Thursday at 8:20, so you don't want to miss Frank Caliendo.
We've got to get him to zoom in because we have to see him do his impressions. I mean, hearing them is awesome, yes. But seeing the faces.
No, we need it.
Let's make sure we get him on the Zoom.
I mean, frankly, we should do it with all the guests because everyone's doing it.
I agree.
You know, Drabby just can make it happen.
Well, let's make it happen with Cal and Frank specifically.
Yeah, I think so.
And by the way, if you do nothing else with your life cakes, you should get yourself a – now you have to come to Virginia to do it.
Okay.
But you have to get yourself a pecan-crusted Dutch apple pie from Mom's Apple Pie, which I had yesterday and I'm crushing for breakfast right now.
I mean, that sounds so delicious, but I would be violating the stay in Maryland order from Governor Hogan
if
I were to drive to Virginia.
When it's lifted – you have to go get yourself a Mom's apple pie because they are the best.
I can eat apple pie with the best of them, so that sounds like a good suggestion.
Oh, so good.
All right, so earlier we were playing Who Wants to Win a Silly Prize, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in honor of the show coming back with Jimmy Kimmel as the host starting tomorrow. And EB was eliminated on the diehard Alan Rickman, Hans Gruber question.
Right. I looked at his resume. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen – I mean, I definitely saw Die Hard, but whatever. I didn't care about it.
That's what he's known for.
All right, I didn't see any of those Harry Potter movies or any of that other crap.
Of course you haven't.
I mean, what on his resume have I seen?
Yeah, but you just need to know Die Hard.
You just need to know Hans Gruber. It's Clay, Bill Clay.
40 years ago.
He doesn't see movies. This person
and he
in
doesn't.
This box.
If he sees them, he doesn't remember them.
I don't remember them. They don't have any impact except for Hoop Dreams and Good Will Hunting.
Right.
I like that.
They'll probably nail all the characters.
And Pelican Brief.
That was
like
brief.
Three or four.
Firm.
All right, so Cakes has both of his lifelines intact. 50,
do we still 50, have Todd online?
If he needs it. And then the lifeline of Ask Cowboy Todd.
Well, if I get to the point where I need to lean on Cowboy Todd, I know I've lost already. Well,
I mean,
all hope is lost.
That's what happened to me.
These were pretty easy questions. I think it's going to come down to the last one. And actually, you know what? We could use EB as the lifeline for the last one.
Okay. Right?
Just the last one?
Number six, if you get there.
If you can stay awake through it.
Number six.
I am getting tired.
Name the song from this lyric. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. Is that A, I'll be there for you. B, lean on me. C, thank you for being a friend. Or D, I will survive.
I'm all over this one.
I don't need a lifeline at all.
I'm in on this one.
All right. Ready?
Lean on me, yes.
Both of you guys have lean on me. So right. Easy.
Well, I mean, they're right. Easy questions. I mean, come on.
I mean, right. I wasn't going to have many flag
Todd
questions.
Todd doesn't know them, but Junks do.
I was impressed that all three of you got the Irish flag. Of course.
That was pretty easy.
All right, number 7. EB is your lifeline.
All right.
It's a firm question.
Oh, no. I won't remember.
What?
This could trip up everybody.
Firm?
Yes, Tom Cruise, of course, starred in The Firm, one of EB's all-time favorites.
Do you understand that's kind of a joke when I say I love The Firm?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Which actor did not appear alongside Cruise in the movie?
This is going to be a tough one.
A, Gene Hackman. B, Ed Harris. C, Gary Busey. D, Nick Nolte.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Who did not appear... In The Firm.
Not in The Firm.
Go through the names again. Hackman.
A, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
B, Ed Harris.
All right.
C, Gary Busey. D, Nick Nolte.
All right.
Wow.
See, this is for the dub.
See, this gives Jason an advantage because I think I know it, but I don't want to leave my fitty-fitty on the table.
Oh, you
got
to use the fitty-fitty.
Hold up. Jason, can you take off your headphones?
That's not fair. It's not fair. They got to hear my 50-50.
It's true.
That is true.
It's only fair.
So am I going to gamble and go with my gut?
Why don't you could use both. Use that and then ask good old EB.
E-Bizzle, do you have any idea?
I mean, I'm going through my brain trying to remember The Firm.
I put it this way, I'm 50-50.
All right, what Can you give
do
me
the depends on which 50-50 he gives? Might nail it for me.
Do all right, you remember you know what?
No,
do you remember the hottie co-star?
Yes, I remember her name.
Was that Renee Russo?
No, I believe her name was Jean Triplehorn.
Yeah. Oh.
All right,
I'm not very familiar with it, but hold on, give me the four names again.
I have my answer.
Okay, it's A, Gene Hackman.
Right.
B, Ed Harris. C, Gary Busey. Or D, Nick Nolte.
All right. I have an answer. Well, I don't know.
Do you think your answer is correct, Lurch?
Dicey.
All right, you ready?
This is like a 12-foot putt.
Let's reveal Jason's first.
No one's asking EB.
Oh, yeah, nobody wants to ask. EB, what was your guess?
I don't consider him an expert on The Firm.
Well, hold on. Let me just talk it through, and you can laugh at me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure Hackman was in it. I'm pretty sure the second donk was in it.
Ed Harris.
It's between Nolte and Busey.
I have my answer.
I think... I don't think Nick Nolte was in that. I mean, I don't remember Busey either, but I don't think Nick Nolte was in that. I'm going to say Nick Nolte.
All right. Am I revealing or what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Jason Bishop's going to reveal.
Nolte.
He's got Nolte. Final answer?
Yep. Cakes, what do you got?
Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Nick Nolte's the answer. Two winners.
Yeah. Well, see, you should have asked an OEB.
Eric, I'm surprised you don't remember the iconic scene where Busey was getting hooked under the desk.
I just don't remember. I mean, I'm kind of goofing. I haven't seen The Firm in 30 years.
I thought it was sent to you.
Yeah, where am I going to play? I don't even have
it. Watch it today. It still has plastic wrap on it.
Yeah. Do you know that I just found 500 CDs? 500 CDs.
Well, that's useless.
Like family viewing CDs or other sort of CDs?
No, yeah. No, like list, like CDs you listen to. Like all my records, all my albums. I just threw away my 500 disc changer yesterday.
Now you can't listen to your old.
You had a 500 disc changer.
Now you can't listen to Color Me Bad.
No, I saved the CDs. I don't know what I'm going
to
do with them.
No, you need to show like 5 per day while we're on quarantine. You need there needs to be five EB CDs.
I got them
day.
In a closet. You tell me, I'll just peel them off one at a time.
Definitely have to do that.
Yeah, all right. I could do that too.
Yeah, I'm sized.
CD du jour.
I did drop off a box to a listener. His name was Steve, and he lived in D.C., and he downloaded them all to a little drive and sent it to me. But I couldn't figure out how to transfer it to my phone.
You're kidding.
I can't do it.
Here's how you transfer it to your phone. It's called Spotify. How you do it. That's how it's done.
Just put it on your computer, though, Rick. You have
it is
hard
on my
drive.
Computer.
Oh, so you're straight. You're good.
Hey, quick shout out. Before we end the show,
on my phone, Richie.
Quick shout out to our pal Chris Farley, who has found a way to adapt in his business. He came on with us.
Yep.
He did a virtual fitting with Ryan Clark, former Redskin safety, yesterday.
He did? Oh, really?
So if you're into getting new running shoes, follow him on Twitter @RunPacer or at Run Pacers is the store, and they'll do virtual fittings for you.
How
like
about
Ryan
a virtual
Clark
fitting for EB?
He would do that for one foot that's bigger than the other.
And he hooks you. He just sends me to 12 and a half. They
right.
work. They work. I'm sized.
Very
so
good.
So shout out to Chris Farley and Pacers, good friend of the show. All right, we got to get out of here. Remember, Cal Ripken on the show tomorrow at 9, Frank Caliendo on Thursday at 8:20. For EB Cakes and Bish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.